Welcome back to the Mind of a Musician podcast. This is a podcast where we feature some local bands, review some songs, and this is a special week. This week in Wichita, a new venue is opening called Wave. So on Friday, they're going to have bands from noon till 11:30 p.m. So I decided kind of last minute to do something different this week. I wanted to review three bands that you're going to see at this show as sort of a preview of their grand opening. Again, that venue is called Wave, and it's on East 2nd Street. Look it up, it's downtown. So this venue is pretty cool because it's got an indoor stage, an outdoor stage, a beer garden, it's even got a dog park, but it's not open while the bands are playing because, you know, loud noises, bad for your pets, stuff like that. So I picked out three bands and three songs here, and we're just gonna go through them. I'm gonna play the first couple, and then I'm gonna do a more in-depth review with the last song. The first band we're gonna take a look at is called The Caves. Now this band is from Wichita, and their name is spelled with two V's. Now that's not to be confused with another band called The Caves from Kansas City that I'm gonna review next week. But this band, Caves with two V's, is from Wichita, and they'll be playing at the show on Friday. So the first song we're going to check out, it's called Get by The Caves. And you're going to hear kind of a feel-good summer type of song. It sounds like beach music to me. And maybe something that would be played alongside Florence and the Machine, but with a little bit more meaty guitar to it. So let's check this song out. This is Get by The Caves. And let me know what you think.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed Get by The Caves. The second band we're going to check out that will be playing at the show on Friday is called Death Cow. Now, I love the name of this band. I automatically liked them just seeing the name before I ever heard any of their music. But they are kind of like a raw garage rock, which is really a nostalgia trip for me, because when I got into playing guitar, it was during that period of time in the early 2000s when the Hives, the Vines were coming out, and I can really hear that in their music. This song is going to sound a little bit more like the Pixies, but they got some other songs that sound like they could be the Vines. Now this band's kind of cool because they feature male and female vocals. Again, kind of like the Pixies. They've got a music video for this song. The one we're going to look at is called Come Around. So if you look this up on YouTube, there's a cool video where there's kind of like a guy in an animal mask running around beating people up with baseball bats. So it's kind of crazy. Check that out. I also noticed the front man was playing a Fender Modern Player Telecaster. I don't know why lately, but I've got serious Telecaster fever. I like really want one. I keep dreaming about them, so of course when I watch the video, that's one of the things I noticed. Seriously, last night I had a dream about Telecasters, and then I couldn't fall back asleep because I kept thinking about it. Now this band's not actually from Wichita, they're from Lincoln, Nebraska, but they will be playing at the show on Friday. So let's check out the song Come Around by Death Cow. You enjoyed that song. Now it's time for our third and final song. Now this is one of the headliners on Friday. This band is an instrumental band called Spirit of the Stairs. They've got a new album out called Sagas, and it has a song on it called Carrie Fisher. that we're going to review today. Now, like I said, instrumental band. I listened to a bunch of instrumental bands looking for stuff to review lately, and nothing really caught my attention until I got to this band. I don't know why, but 10 or 15 seconds in, I was already hooked and there's not even any vocals. Let me tell you a little bit about what this song is about. So the band was trying to write a song because they were going to perform at a ballet. They were trying to bring some Star Wars themed music to dance. Really interesting. So they wrote this song, and the way it turned out, it didn't quite come out the way they expected. They were trying to write one thing, came out with something else. According to band member Torin, they said that this song is a melancholy ballad with these gnarly midsections. You'll see exactly what he's talking about. As a listener, this song hits me right off the bat. Just 10 seconds in, when that guitar comes in, I don't know if it's the tone or the note choice or everything, but it just kind of produces this feeling of deep longing inside me. And I don't know why. It's very reflective with a little hint of sadness. And it just feels kind of like a dream, like you're watching your life zoomed out like a movie. It's kind of cool. And it's got these different time signature changes. You'll hear that. It's like a puzzle. I'm going to call it math rock. And I think that's really awesome. Now this song is really personal. It's a little bit bittersweet to the band because they wrote it with a friend, a drummer named Israel, and he passed away after the song was completed. So they told me that it hurts to play this song live. I can't imagine what that must feel like. It must be really hard. What they come up with here is a masterpiece. So let's take a listen to the song Carrie Fisher. Hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
right, I hope you enjoyed this song. I believe it actually has two drummers. I'm not sure, but the band told me that they're planning on getting back to having two drummers live. So I can imagine that that just adds a little more oomph to that song live. It's going to be really cool to watch. Every episode, I play this game called the Good Bad Respect Game. And it's something I made up a long time ago when I used to play in the clubs and I watched a lot of live bands. Every time I saw a band, I'd try to come up with something good, something bad, and something I respected. Now, I'm not going to say anything too bad because I love local music and I want to support it. But let's break this song down and let's talk about the good. Now, like I said before, how many instrumental bands can hold your attention like this? This song is really awesome. The mood they create, I love the instrument tones, I love the sound of the snare, and I love the puzzle of the different time signature changes. I think it's great. I think it's fascinating. And seriously, did you hear that insane drum fill at the end? I bet this band is insane live, so check them out on Friday at Wave. Let's talk about the bad. This song is great as it is, but I can see how some listeners who are really melodically inclined might have a little more trouble getting into this song just because it doesn't have vocals. Again, I think there's so much interesting stuff here musically and texture-wise that I don't think it's an issue. I think most everyone can find something awesome to dig here, whether it's the drum rhythms or just the atmosphere. But it would be kind of cool in an alternate universe just to hear what it would sound like with vocals. But then again, maybe it'd be too much. So I want to stress, I like the song, I love it how it is. I wouldn't change anything. I think it would make a great soundtrack song for a movie. What do I respect the most about this song? I'm going to say the intricacy and the time signature changes. I love how they navigate from 4-4 to 3-4, and then at a minute 48, they go into 5-4. You don't hear that a whole lot in music these days, and I think it is awesome, just how they flip back and forth between those time signatures. I can tell that they put a lot of time into this song, just ironing out the details and just making it something really special. And what they came up with is a masterpiece. So they've got music on iTunes, Spotify, Bandcamp, and they've got physical CDs that I'm sure you can probably pick up at the show on Friday if you would like one. So check them out. Let me know what you think about these bands over on the Mind of a Musician Facebook page. I'm gonna try to take some photos at the show or have somebody on my crew take some. And look out for those next week sometime on the Facebook page. So next week I'm gonna review another band called The Caves from Kansas City. And until then, take care and I'll see you at the show.